In New Orleans, a familiar sound returned to the streets this week. For the first time since Katrina, streetcars are rolling down Canal Street. NPR's Amy Walters was there for the first test run.
Locals took pictures, waved, and begged for rides. But as the streetcar stopped and started, Don Hine, who's managing the project, said not yet.
We're testing one of our streetcars to see if we can bring it back and what the viability of it all is. We came from the Carrollton Streetcar Barn, and Eddie, what are we doing? We're running it down to Esplanade. We're going to the French Market on the riverfront.
Eddie Moore, Director of Maintenance. It's my responsibility. It means jobs, it means work, it means that we're coming back to the city that everybody knows and loves. And then we'll notify our streetcars worldwide. And I'm just glad to have that we're back in operation again. Probably up to about a year before we get back to full capacity. Because there's some other issues we have to deal with. Cars that got flooded. Some of our cars go back before 1924. By the number, this is probably a 1922, 1923 car. In the same condition and shape it was back then. These cars are used by daily inner city commuters, tourists and the like. And also my co-workers use these streetcars to come back and forth to work.
Again? Yeah. Can I peek inside? My name is Dee DeMotlison. I'm glad to see it. I love hearing the turning of the wheels, jingle jangle of it. I cried though when it came out of the barn today. It was hard to see it being towed to come down here. Reminds me of the city limping along. You know, New Orleans is never going to be the same. That's reality. That's hard for New Orleanians because we're not accustomed to change. And we can't go around being sad all the time. We really can't. So, yeah, when something like the streetcar starting up happens, I like being out here to see it because it does lift my spirits.
The test run was a success. Christmas Eve was the original start date, but now they've moved it up, and passengers will be riding this Sunday. FEMA has promised free rides for everyone through March. Amy Walters, NPR News, New Orleans.